Oh. Hey, Cheryl's back. How you doing, Cheryl? Good to have you back.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
JW said to me the other day, he made a comment about you, Cheryl. Firstly, he made a comment about you.
Hey, Pasa,
oh, really?
Yeah. Here, I'll mute the cats. We'll let Cheryl get to the bottom of her barrel. Dive in, Cheryl.
I feel like I've slipped down a couple notches on the ascension ladder.
That's caused by your husband, right? Your husband causes that. We all know that.
No. That's not even close. There's this big controversy in our state about mandatory vaccinations, and up until now they've had the philosophical exemption that the Senate just voted that to go away. But I just don't know how to respond to people who are really adamant that it's important for everyone to take the vaccines for the herd immunity.
Seriously. Even adults like you? They're asking you to take a vaccination?
No. This is for children, you know, in order to get into school.
You don't have those kind of children. That's not an issue for you.
No, it's not, but there's a lot of people around me that talk about it, and it's hard not to get involved in the conversation.
School isn't very relative. They're not teaching them anything.
That's true.
Send them to Baltimore. They can fight their way through it. Send them to Nepal. They can dig their way through it.
Yeah.
Hey, Cheryl, you just start not caring what people think.
Draw a nice warm tub of thimerosal and let them bathe in it. Then they won't matter whether they got the injection or not.
Yeah, true.
You live in a community there. You have to be worried what people think about you. So you end up in hell there, worried about your position on this, thinking they aren't informed, bothered. Bother, Cheryl. That's all you live. One bothering thing after another.
If I hold my stance, then I feel like that's contrast.
Yeah.
So do I just keep quiet, or do I make a stance?
Take a double barrel butcher knife, and when someone asks you that question, slice their carotid artery. It won't bother you for 4 more minutes, and then we're done. And by the time you get to the third one, darling, I promise you, they'll quit asking.
Isn't that a silly answer, Cheryl? Yeah. See how useless iron can be sometimes? Unless it's a metaphor. Maybe it's a metaphor. It's a parable there.
Oh, that was completely useless, iron.
For whom?
All right. Well, I didn't get anywhere with that one.
Well, you work on it.
I want us to tell you to talk to people about why that they feel insignificant less because they don't like getting an injection that someone else has to give them to keep them from catching something that they were going to catch anyway, that they didn't get, that they didn't know they didn't have to have, that as they have, they didn't know they had to have it. You're supposed to defend or stance the position that there's poisons in the vaccine that make them have this disease that they're not supposed to have. And you're saying we sound silly and are completely helpless? Boy, good luck with that.
I just don't know if it's better to just keep quiet and not say anything, or...
Be quiet for 10 minutes, for 2 weeks, then be quiet, not quiet for 2 weeks. Alternate.
If you slice their carotid artery and they give them a certificate of live death, with that death certificate, that makes them exempt from the thimerosal-laced vaccination. And they don't have to take the shot. Oh, guess what? And they also don't have to go to school. So it's a good day.
That's a good point, Ion. I like that one. Well,
no, you can't apply that. Not a good point. I say you speak out against it, Cheryl. For a week, for 2 weeks. Then you switch do the opposite for 2 weeks. And you see which one you're comfortable with.
Learn to speak Geechee and say, blah, 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 go on, pizza.
Speak Geechee.
Well, what does Carolyn tell people on her show? Is Carolyn there?
Dr. Bombay. Dr. Bombay.
Zion is evoking India, where they vaccinate with homeopathy, which is what I did in my practice up in Toronto, but I'm sure I'd be shot in the head if I were in practice and tried to do that today.
Well, do people ask you about that on your show?
Not really. I'm not in a private practice, so I really don't talk much about vaccinations. You know, I don't trust them. I don't believe in them. I'll talk about the flu vaccine and statistics showing that it may work 4% of the time and try to give people just the facts so that they can understand or overlay that stuff doesn't work. But it's just gotten real emotional now. What I see
it's
happening is it's all just emotion. What's his name? Tim Bolin. Look up Tim Bolin. He's a very outspoken kind of fixer guy in alternative medicine.
Spelling?
T-I-M-B as in Bob, O-L-E-N. His website puts out a newsletter, and he claims that we are winning the war against this whole vaccination business in California because they're trying to institute laws in 20 states to not allow any exemptions because they think they're so right about this vaccination. And he said, you know, Americans just don't put up with being told that strongly what to do. So supposedly they're going to fight it.
Carolyn, they tried that here in North Carolina. They were going to propose no exemptions for religion, and there was such a shitstorm they dropped it in like 2 days.
Yeah, especially if they evoke religion.
This is a state who thinks tobacco is still a vegetable, though, so keep that in mind.
And gravy is a beverage, and tobacco is the vegetable.
Right.
That's right.
Right, that's right. Yeah.
It just seems crazy to put all that stuff in little tiny babies.
It is crazy.
Formaldehyde.
Aluminum.
Well, I have another topic, Ion, and this is the Carolyn topic, too. You know the medical symbol that's got the snake wrapped around the rod?
Caduceus, yeah.
The caduceus? Well, I guess there's a couple of different symbols. The one with the medical symbol, I guess, has a cross. I don't have it in front of me. I can't remember now. Ion, is that the snake symbology is so common in so many symbols. And this, the rod of Asclepius has a serpent around a staff. I was looking that up a while ago. It says something about how they used to put snakes on the floor in the dormitories where the sick people were, and that was supposed to help heal them or something. Is there anything more significant about snakes and medicine and healing or some kind of ascension or anything of that nature, Ion?
Snakes would probably do it.
Would probably do what?
It would scare your adrenaline to such an extent that the adrenaline would cure you.
Well, there's got to be a reason that snakes were used in so much symbology and for healing. You think it's just the fear of snakes, Ion? You don't think, but can you tell us more about the symbology of snakes?
It's the way you take a reptile and wrap it into the body, and it goes back to the Eve and Adam issue of conversating with Lucifer in serpent form, and then you bring back the snake has a mind of its own, that slithery serpent, Voldemort position that validates the serpent as something that crawls on its belly from a curse.
So it stemmed from during I don't know if it was a myth or not when, I don't know my Bible stories. What happened with the serpent in Adam and Eve? Is that what you're referring to, Ion, during that time?
Particularly, yeah.
Is there something more significant about saying, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, that's written in the Bible?
In the PTCE.
In the PTCE, what is that?
Post-traumatic syndrome. You sound like you're going through post-traumatic syndrome, Cheryl. You sound very low energy. What's up? Do you have the drops?
I actually ran out a week ago.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Well, I ordered some more, so.
Give her some energy, Bob.
Okay.
I am not a crook.
You're not a crook, Cheryl. Let's emphasize that, Cheryl. You're not a crook. You agree with that? You qualify as a prophet.
Round two.
You are such.
Is that enough, Cheryl? Get your energy back?
That was good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
How delicious.
Allison says, yay, Zap is like an infusion, transfusion of all the keys in music. Actually, did he compose in all keys? And then she gives the wiki definition of key. I imagine he composed in all keys. What do you say, Roxy? Did Zappa do that?
I think yes. So, Ion, what about rhodopsin, this protein that is sensitive to light?
You don't say what about it. You ask a particular point about it.
Okay, I want to know about, because he was saying, what about this BOP? I want to know about these proteins, rhodopsin.
Protein products.
No, it's a protein that is like light sensing, and I think they're using them like painkillers, because it's like light sort of helps against pain.
Well, we say a balance of the light and the dark.
A balance is more important than one or the other. More beneficial. So what is this protein product? Do you know what it is, Carol?
No.
Is it something in German?
No, it's called rhodopsin.
Rhodopsin. And it gives you light?
I'm not sure, because I think it activates something in your brains that is similar to when you have opioids in your brain, so you don't feel any pain. I want to know, how are we going to activate light in ourselves, or the sun in us, the Ra?
Got any suggestions there, Ion?
We played in the Josh Beaver.
You played Josh Stevens? Anybody get that?
Liebens, Josh Liebens.
What is that?
You played it.
Oh, by Mark Twain?
Some German thing.
Yes.
Yeah, Mark Twain. So the answer was there, Roxy, in the Mark Twain excerpt. Did you notice that?
I didn't hear that. No, I wasn't.
Oh, listening. Okay.
Well, there's you there in trouble right there.
I heard some German, so I came back.
You did try to catch it.
Well, there's your trouble. We answered the question before you ever asked it. We asked it, then gave you the answer, and you said, I didn't hear it. I wasn't listening. Okay,
I just want to
know why we're silent. Want to know why we're silent? We already answered the question in advance.
Sometimes, sometimes when I feel this people like complaining vibe, I just can't hear it. I just have to go.
You can't hear it. They just have to go. Is that what she just said?
Well, honey, honey, guess what? Us too.
So
we're complaining. We just went to explore.
Yeah, Roxy criticized the INS.
No, I'm not criticizing. They can do whatever they want, but I'm not listening.
Yeah, Roxana doesn't even listen to my show on Monday. She can't stand sick people.
That's good.
No, I like the information about what's happening in the body at the anatomical level. I think that's very interesting.
But you're not going to listen to sick people wallow about.
So what creates the feelings of euphoria in our brain? How does light affect our mood? I want to know. How are we going to activate the light inside us?
Ion, a pointed question you have never answered. Don't say you have. Don't tell us to listen to the lyrics.
Mayweather.
That's a fight. That's a boxer. Right. Did he do it? Is he activating himself?
He's getting his damn ass beat. That's what he's getting. Round two, getting his ass beat.
Light activates these opioid receptors.
We like opiates.
For example, Moses was set to shine, and he had to wear like a veil because he was shining.
It's because he ate dope.
But what happened to him that he started to shine?
Okay, we'll try this again. He ate goat.
He's a goat.
He ate goat meat?
Yeah.
He had these horns, but some say the horns are not actually horns, but rays of light.
So he ate goat meat,
Ion? Sure. And he tried to keep the horns bowed down, but he didn't do a good job.
And the
so
goat meat made
fucking,
him radiate?
You start fucking, yeah, you start fucking with them Moabites, and it's the real deal now.
Who are the Moabites?
Moses, his wife, family.
Whose wife?
He married a Moabite.
He yeah, Zoroaster or Zoresco, some word begins with Z, or Z.
So Ion, the biblical account that I read said Moses' face shone after he saw God, and it was that was made it shine. So did he see a reflection of himself somehow, if we are God?
He saw Ophanel.
Ophanel, he saw me, Wendy.
Because Ophanel was the one that gave him the tablet.
Yeah, I solved his problem.
The land that lies alongside much of the eastern shore of the Dead Sea.
Did you say the land or the man?
Land.
The land. That's Moabites? Moab? Moab? Moab?
Moab. Mm-hmm.
Moab.
Ion, will the light be turned on inside of all of us?
No. That's romanticism, Doug.
That's the light, right?
We are light.
No, we're salt and light. We're not light. We're salt and light.
Salt and light. So it's not that we need to be activated. I'm asking this is it because we just need to be able to see it.
We don't need anything.
We don't even have
to see it. We are light. We are light that we can't see, that we shine. So light, sure light, so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. But you can't see it. You don't know who you are, and you got to see that you are so that you know that you did, that you might be, that it is. I don't know. Mayweather's getting killed.
Floyd Mayweather. It's happening right now, guys.
Is this the fight, the big fight that's
Yeah, big, big fight.
Round three
now.
Three.
bottom.
Is Pakua, or what, however way you say his name, is he going to be the champ?
Well, if we say, just like we told you, who's going to win the Kentucky Derby, you'll go bet your money and fuck that up, and it'll be our fault, so we can't say. But I think we're saying that he's getting his ass beat, so do what you want to do with that.
I don't have a dog in a fight, so I don't really care. I was curious.
Ayan, did the Egyptians have bread of life?
Yes, they did. Well, the Hebrews did. The Egyptians did.
And does the bread of life make you shine?
No.
According to the news count, Mayweather's winning. Ian's got it backwards. Ian lies. This is all lie.
In the eye cell, there are some things that look like they're ignited, like light. What are those things?
That's in Bob's inbox now.
Damn. I think we're ready.
Pop in the colored pegs and follow the patterns. It's easy to make your favorite pictures and characters, or you can always create your own light pictures.
Light Bright, turn on the magic of shining light.
Light Bright from Milton Bradley.
It was a Light Bright commercial.
They use a lot the symbol of the light to sell things, because they know we want to be Illuminati. We want the light.
Ion, is there a shield of light around each of us? And the light is like our shield?
Not everyone.
So we could put a shield of light around us. The ones that choose to do it.
We can.
You can do it for us? Or you're saying... Is that something that would be beneficial? If it is, can I have it, please?
At 6:22, we'll see what we can do.
It's 6:22 in Hawaii time. He's citing my time. Nice, Ian. Nice. You're right here with us. You're in
12,
Wailea.
12:22 here.
And 6:22, that's my number. 6 and 4 is 10, so 1. I always have 1, so it's a good number.
10 and 1 is 8, and 11 and naught from naught is 2, and 5 is cube root of 8 is 3, and 9, 8, 14. And it's good. That's good. Good. It's good all the way around. Yeah, it's good.
So my shield of light is up and around me now?
2 from 9, and 3 from 6, and 44 and 11. Yep.
This is getting his answers. Why is this getting answers?
Well, we give you the answers now, you got to come up with the questions.
Can you tell me what the numbers mean that you just cited?
8.
8.
8. What about that note?
Are we getting anywhere, folks? Are you making progress from last week?
So, Ian, can you tell me the reason that only some people have a shield of light around them?
Some got these under a bushel.
So the light that is around us, that when it is shining and is visible, is a shield.
The whole armor of God. Ephesians.
And that's what the light is. The armor of
we
God.
did that in rewrite long time ago in a pain far from cure.
I wasn't involved in the rewrite, but thank you.
Neither was Bob.
Yeah, it's true. It's questionable whether I'm even involved in Iandom.
Ian, when does the replay stops?
when you reach Doohickey.
Doohickey? He has been mentioned since the 50s. Yeah. What a great replay that one is. Doohickey, you guys don't remember that word.
No, what is that? What is
I
that?
I still use it today.
People used to say, well, could you turn on that doohickey? Well, they didn't know what the noun was for something. They'd say doohickey. And so I said doohickey, which is like a non-noun, has shown up.
Like when we say whatchamacallit?
Yeah. Yes. Roxy, what was the question definition of?
Whatchamacallit is a candy bar.
When do we stop the replay?
Oh, yeah, replay. Definition of replay.
And the answer was?
Doohickey.
Doohickey.
Doohickey me.
Well, yeah, it's what you're always requesting for. You and Cher are always requesting for.
That's Hawaiian.
A hickey.
Hawaiian
hickey.
Island.
Yeah, Hawaiian Island.
I'll just say whatchamacallit.
Hey, Madeline's here. I'm going to tell Madeline something. I was listening to the beginning of the Bob Fest. And for hour three or so, it's really. Hello, Madeline. I'm going to talk about you on the early hours of Bob Fest. And you're so excited by Pine Zoom and all that's going on. What?
He said, hey, Madeline. Hey, Madeline.
Hi, Ion.
So Madeline goes on about how amazing Iondom is and all that's going on. And like we're saying, boy, it's going to be even better in a year. Well, about a year later, we all know that Madeline hit bottom. It barely got out of it. So you go back and listen to yourself in November 2013, November 22nd.
Oh, yeah, I know. I think about that all the time. What
good.
The hell happened? I got powerful and fucked it all up.
Well, you thought you got powerful, see? You thought there was a difference.
Yeah.
You should have just accepted it. So I've been like this. I just haven't had time to notice it. Now I'm noticing it.
That's the cold blood, Joe Gotti.
I have a question about me. Has my drafting young buck arrived that you said you were sending?
Cold blood. That's right. Listen to that.
You said the temperature is changing inside our bodies.
Cold blood is sugar.
Started from the ground, built into the.
What was Madeline? What she call the thing? A hunk?
Young buck.
Young buck.
You want a young one, eh, Madeline?
Apparently.
A young buck.
Young buck. So go back to high school, Madeline.
No,
pretend you're a student.
No.
Not that young. God.
Ugh. What, Ion?
No parents speaking.
No what?
No parents speaking.
What does that mean?
Doesn't matter, Madeline.
What
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because you say don't parents speaking.
Ask some raunchy questions. Seems Ion responds to those. You get him talking about blood matters. He responds.
I've noticed, Ion, that in a lot of the music I've been listening to, a lot more of the more recent songs, and there's a lot of raunchiness in the songs. So I used to think that, well, why does Ion always kind of go in that direction? But now I see that the whole society is, are you just reflecting what's already out there?
There is no more taboo.
And it shows in, like, the music and that I've been listening to, and I actually quite enjoy it.
Nothing is left to question.
Nothing left to question. You mean everything is questioned, Ion? Hey!
Yes?
Nothing. Nothing.
Just saying if
you
would
say
respond.
Yes. I don't know that 6:31. Bob makes I go yes.
6:32. The answer's in Bob's inbox.
Does non-physical engage in sexuality? What raunchiness do you do? Tell us about your preference.
Oh, we do it all, honey. We do it all. It's like the episode of Squidbillies, and he loved him a good butthole.
Iron goes both ways, whether you're pitching or catching.
Yeah, more than both. He'll fuck anything that moves. Anything that moves.
Hey, the Packers are playing the 69ers tonight.
What happens when you get experience an orgasm?
Simba.
Oh, hey, something just came in now. Oh, Jesus. We know that one. Heaven's just a sin away. We don't need to play that. We know heaven's just a sin away.
Just play it, Bob.
This is Eliza. Just play it, Bob, you fucking dumb butler.
Well, your buddy Mayweather pulled it out.
Yeah, here it is. I'm saying that Mayweather lost the first five rounds, and now we find out Mayweather won it. That's what's kind of guide Ion is.
He won the fight. Yeah, he won.
Well, how did he look so bad in the first? He didn't. You said he looked bad. He didn't look bad. The first three rounds, they said, was a draw at least. Why are you saying he was in trouble? That's right. For 10 seconds?
Because he was all over it and getting his ass beat.
And then he came back.
Dude.
Well, that's good. I think that's a metaphor for a communication with Ion. He says this is happening, that's happening, and then it flips.
Ion, is Bob completing McLuhan because he's reaching the three kingdoms?
Tiny note.
That answer your question, sir, Roxy?
Yes. Why is Bob trying to educate humans? Why is he a pedagogue? A pedagogue.
Bob a go-go. Why am I a pedagogue?
Yeah, like
pedagogy.
The Roman slaves that took children to school were called pedagogues. Why is he trying to be a slave to humanity?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Bob's not a pedagogue. He's just a gog.
A go-go. No, but the a go-go means a guy.
Carolyn, that was awesome.
He's the guru.
You keep out of this, Madeline. You're not allowed to say nothing. Madeline speaks once every three shows.
Thanks, Madeline.
Yeah, go ahead, Roxy. Don't be interrupted by Madeline.
I want to know why Bob is trying to educate humanity.
Yeah, why am I Ion? Ah, the terrible crystal. Right. Ezekiel 122.
Oh, now Hobab.
Yes. The firmament. That's the crowd. The firmament. Look it up, Roxy. Ezekiel 122. It's about the terrible crystal. Much comes out of that verse. Chapter and verse. Where's Ezekiel today, Ion? What's he doing today?
Rowing the boat.
Ezekiel is rowing a boat. Why would he be doing that? Is that a song?
No, it's just what he's doing.
Where's the water?
Dead Sea.
Is that still functioning? Anybody know? Dead Sea still happening?
What do you mean, happening? Does it still exist?
As much as it ever did.
Ezekiel's rowing a boat right now in the Dead Sea.
Do the ascended and the resurrected interact with each other?
They do.
You guys realize how many questions Roxy's popping?
She tears it up on the weekends.
Makes you wonder whether she's ascended or resurrected.
Well, she got resurrected yesterday. She's in a new situation in her life.
Do any of them ever call...
They don't call it the Big Ten for nothing.
That's football or basketball?
Football.
College.
Football. Okay, what did you say, Roxy? What was your question?
Did any of the ascended or resurrected ever called in and interacted?
No, but they drink Ciroc.
They do?
Yes, they say pineapple Ciroc.
Is that a drink?
Vodka, Bob. Vodka.
Vodka.
Mm. Does Ezekiel know that we think there aren't any drops and that we'll be taking the living water too?
Yes.
What was the first part of your question?
Does Ezekiel know that we're taking the RNA drops and we'll be taking the living water too? Is he interested in
the
Golgotha?
No, the first part was maybe where they're going to overcome in the P-Bite. The answer is yes.
The Meriwether
like
is...
One.
Yeah, Ion City 1.
Meriwether is going to win.
So what's that going to do with Ezekiel and the living water?
It too is a fight.
There's some new news. Living water is a fight.
Is Ezekiel interested, or does he not care about what goes on here, what we learn, what we talk about?
Why do you give a damn? He don't care. Why would he care?
He don't care about you.
Extended?
He doesn't make a difference to him. Dude, don't jump, swim, fight, die.
But he had something to. He had something to do with the living water, right?
No,
he don't care if you're gonna drink it or not.
Nobody cares, Eliza. Nobody cares about you, Eliza.
Coffee machines, don't fat.
Bob loves you, Eliza.
Bob does. Bob loves you. Bob loves you.
Yes.
Coffee machines.
I'm the only guy to love Ed Bach at the same time.
Coffee machines don't fax worth a damn. Coffee don't fax. It runs.
Ion, there was a news article last night and our paper was on the TV. There was a very large UFO photograph a video for about 20 minutes. It was over our military base on Coronado. Is that something that's our military or is that from somewhere else? I would like to know.
Come on, Ian. I dare you to answer, Ian. How you doing, Kim?
I'm fine. Yeah,
tell us the reason you want to know.
I'd like to know if it's part of the mystery landscape becoming known. Bob had said that, I think it said...
Don't drown, Ian. The point is to stay with the silence. It's like a staring contest. You just keep staring at Ion, and he stares back at you. See who blinks, and you might get an answer. He's helping us get used to silence. Remember he said the best Ion session was the silence session that he did with Margarita. So Ion's developing her ability to respond to silence.
Ion, you said...
Hey, wait. We're waiting for Ion's response on the UFO question.
I also get interrupted.
Yes.
So,
we all do.
Shut up. Don't interrupt me when I'm interrupting.
Go away.
Well, if you ask something, Roxy, wait a bit. Wait it out. Wait Ion out for the answer.
We already waited. I just said all creations are forever. Like, you cannot destroy the creations, but what about the replace? Are we going to erase them?
The replays.
Yeah, like, for example, the soul.
You're asking the soul as a replay?
Yeah, the soul is just a recording.
Yeah.
Ion said all creations are forever. Like, you cannot destroy what you created.
Right.
It's in your inbox.
Make it back to late.
Okay, here it is. Yeah, there was something in my inbox. Did you just hear that bounce in, Eliza?
No, I didn't. I just guessed.
Okay, so everything's ready to go.
Fire, you son of a bitch! Bounce it back! Come on now, back's away!
Did you hit nine?
Yes, Glenn, I hit nine. I know how to get a damn outside line.
All right, sorry. What's the display say?
See, Manuel. They put a damn bean muncher in charge of this thing.
Says you didn't put the number of the fax machine you're sending it to.
What? You got to have another machine? That's how they get you. You buy one, now you got to have two.
Yeah, that and you're trying to fax a pork chop and gravy.
I ain't faxing no damn pork chop, Glenn. This here's a pig's foot pickled in vinegar brine. Hell, son, I got mouths to feed.
Me! The meat fat! Oh, get that meat, man! Get that meat, boy!
There. I just emailed it.
Did it go through?
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, check this link out. Pretty funny, but I gotta warn you, NSFW.
Well, I gotta get back.
Yeah, I'm gonna call it a half day.
It's 9:30.
Yep, half day. I'm just gonna telecommunicatize now that we got this link up.
All right. Have a good one.
Hey, Daddy, you make a side dish.
Coleslaw. Everybody dig in. What the?
A big bomb bashed into his home at the end.
Was that about the coffee machine and faxing?
Yeah.
So that was probably in response to my question about Ezekiel.
It's called Faxify, you some bitch.
You some bitch?
Yeah, S-U-M.
What does NSFW mean?
Non-sufficient funds.
Well, there's your answer, Roxy. Faxify, you some bitch.
When we are synesthetic, or when we become, it's like all our senses become one?
They can.
When do our senses become one? What was the qualifier there?
When we become synesthetic.
Yeah, okay, synesthesia. You know that article you sent me from Enculturation Magazine, Roxy? Norman Friesen writing about Comencius and McLuhan, their pedagogical sensory training. That article ends with McLuhan saying we had a computer to modulate environments globally. Like you need some radio on in Venezuela, you do that, and then you do bomb books in Germany. It's the first time I've seen anybody ever take on those esoteric McLuhan ideas. Thought you should know. It's interesting, all that stuff that I used to talk about 30 years ago is now visible. People are noticing it when they read McLuhan, so they're writing about it. It's become part of the waking life of people because the action has moved on to somewhere else. There's now a new invisible, inaudible ground that nobody's noticing.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Oh, there's that sound again. Did you guys hear that sound?
Yes.
Oh, another damn fucking squidbillies. Shit.
So it's silence or squidbillies? This is
the answer.
Come on. Work. Come on. What is the deal with that?
Step aside, Glenn. You got an Era 43 replaced toner cartridge? Ooh, my. Looks like the magenta. Damn, this is going to hurt. Stand clear. Hurry now. Hurry. Take out their sexual harassment manual and hit me in the groin.
You're sure about it?
Hurry now.
All right.
Faster, damn it. Faster.
All right. I'll do it. They're here.
Don't stop. Now flog my ass.
Come now. Now you're f***ing with me. Nice one.
See if that son of a bitch will fax now.
It never was able to fax. It's a coffee maker.
You dumbass, you can't fax coffee. Coffee don't fax worth a damn. Every time the rain hits it, it'll run. Damn. You a dumb sumbitch.
Now, Bob, I've got to go into my quiet period.
You know coffee don't fax.
And by the way, Ion, thank you for the help this week and the answers tonight.
Yummy. Come back when you can stay home.
Well, I'm always here. I just don't always speak.
That's two.
Bye, Doug's voice.
Just interrupt.
Yeah, I was wondering why we weren't hearing from Roxy, way, but she did not off. Roxy's back. Okay. English will be used.
I've got another person that's just started the drops.
Yeah?
Good. Yeah, you're having the best success with
introducing
people. Yeah, great.
Yeah, I'm a straight person.
like he's walking around not with the end is nigh kind of sign. He's got the end is over. We made it kind of sign. The beginning is nigh.
We left 2 years ago.
Ezekiel 122 all about Bob?
You said C or CKLN?
CKLM sounds like Ezekiel.
Yeah, you're right. Good point. But what's your question? What are you asking about? CJL or something?
No, if the 122 is all about you.
Do you mean in carbon or in anywheres?
Ezekiel 122.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's been about April 5th, 2012. That was the first way Ion talked about it. And that week is when Ashley revealed the RNA drops patent. It's caused a big flurry on the internet. Ashley said, look, it's only made from barley. This is a ripoff of the Resveratrol. Anybody can make this stuff. So they tried to bomb us with their revelation, but it didn't go anywhere. They tried to interpret us as a terrible crystal, and it was not true.
And what is a terrible crystal? What do you think it really is?
Well, it was the RNA drops in April 5th, 2012. Can be other things now. The word firmament is in that verse, and firmament means the audience. It doesn't mean sky, it means the crowd. The crowd looks up in fear of the Bob icon. Like that video, this is the Bob we all love. That's an example of the terrible crystal.
That's not what Reverend Stain calls it.
Yeah, Ian told me the other day, people, that Reverend Stain got possessed by a demon a few years ago. That's when he turned on me. That's a new insight into the erratic behavior of the young man.
Is he still possessed by that demon?
I think so, yeah. I wonder why we were talking about that, Carol. Do you remember why that came up? Ian said the same thing happened to Reverend Stang. Who were we talking about? Legion? Remember, Ian, what was it that evoked that comparison?
Well,
I don't expect you.
What did I say?
He said Ivan, that's Reverend Stang, Ivan just fucked up.
St. Clair.
We should call Stang. Let's see if he's got a phone number on the internet. Let's have Ion talk to him. That would be good. Church of the Subgenius. Let's look that up. You know that Ion planted this idea in my head just now. Contact us.
Bob, do you still talk to JW after your private sessions with Ion?
Well, we always talk to JW, but we don't talk during the sessions. Ian comes in to our conference call, performs. JW comes in often. Every now and then JW comes in. That's right. But when Ian leaves, JW doesn't stay around. He leaves with Ian. So
okay.
We don't
like
talk
with Revelations. In Revelations, JW would reflect at the end of the session. You know, some of the chapters or
yes,
those parts
right.
would end with JW reflecting on it.
Yes,
so
we don't do that.
So I was wondering if you still have that kind of interaction, no?
Usually we don't.
Here's what happens. We talk to JW just about every day. Sometimes we have a session, and then we decide during the conversation with JW whether to go over to the conference call and do an ion. What are you talking about, Bob?
Yeah, then we do the ion, and then ion hangs up.
Right.
Whereas on tailgate, you hear ion stops. And then you hear the exhalation, and JW is available to talk to people.
That, right.
We don't do that much. When we finish, Ion and JW leave together.
The world ends tomorrow, and you may die.
And it's reading the first pamphlet of the Church of Subgenius.
And, you All know, right, that was the thing we found behind the club.
Yes. Somebody made a big poster of the first pamphlet, and it was behind a club in Berlin. We found 2 in the morning. And Roxy took a picture of it and put it in a YouTube. Now, I can dial it, Ian, and when I bring it back on, you speak. You address Reverend Stang. And maybe purge his demon or whatever it is that you think he should say.
Hello. You have reached the correct number, the Subgenius Foundation. But you must leave a message or send a fax. Thanks.
Hey, I mean, coffee don't fax worth a damn. You need to get a different way to fax. We need to fax you something. But coffee don't fax. Every time it rains, it runs. Just come see us when you can.
That was good. It's interesting. His phone number is 2323. 888-669-2323. I always maintain that's the Robert Anton Wilson gang. Who inspired some of the Church of Subgenius.
Supposed to be the Jehovah One shit.
Right, Yahweh One. So I favor 2222, and they favor 23. And he's got it right in their toll-free number. Hmm. There's another number. Let's try this other number.
Hello. Piercing fact.
You have reached the correct number, the Subgenius Foundation. But you must leave a message. Or send a fax.
I was calling for H.P. Lovecraft. I was wondering if they were available. Please give us a call at your earliest convenience. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, just call 602-666-6027. Anytime, Saturday night into Sunday morning. And we'll fix their radio station. Sound problem.
And we love,
can be
and we love Ward Cleaver. And we love Ward Cleaver.
Okay. Everybody laugh. Everybody say hello. We're on the air.
Hello.
I'm your biggest fan. RNA drops.
I like your new watch.
RosieSquidman.com.
Rosicrucianisms. Rosicrucianisms.
Perfect. Very good. We got the disconnect.
Now, Ion, did that message exercise Reverend Stang's demon?
No, but it made Connie sit shiver over him.
Why would this demon want to attack Bob?
Good question.
Okay, Bob has demons for breakfast and a sack.
That's true.
What the hell do you think's in green drink anyway?
So, Bob, who was I sitting shiva over?
Reverend Stang. Well, that was not well,
why do you think it was possessed by a demon?
It's ineffable. We can't say.
It's connected to Baal.
B-A-A-L.
What is a demon? Is it like angels, like a gas, or what are they?
A demon or a demonoid?
A demon. The android demonoid.
It's a malevolent bee.
A malevolent bee.
Hey, Bob, this is Mark from San Diego.
Oh, Mark
Hi,
Sweat.
Mark from San Diego.
Mark Sweat.
Yes, you,
you
left us with the gold issue 6 months ago, and... Did you lose your shirt because you followed Ion or didn't follow Ion? What happened?
Well, now I did follow Ion, and now he's saying buy, or not buy silver, but, well, yeah, he's saying buy silver. He's saying it's going to go up, up, up.
When did Ion say that?
March 1st.
Did you say that, Ion?
Yeah, he went into the big explanation of J.P. Morgan.
Right.
I think on the call there, it was like 6 in the morning, and it was Gene, Eliza, and yourself. And
I was probably dozing. I probably didn't notice it.
Yeah, you weren't helping him out very much. But, you know, Ion mentioned that Federal Reserve notes are going away. So I went into the Federal Reserve website,
and
I found a 54-page report entitled Strategies for Improving the U.S. Payment System. And lo and behold, everything is going to be replaced by ACH transfers. And that's a term that, let's see, Ion used with me in July of last year. And I had never heard of it. And that's the new system. Is that correct, Ion?
Totally electronic.
Yeah, you know, we're almost...
It's all going through Babas Kuala Lumpur account.
You know, we're almost there anyway, because most everything is direct deposit. You know, many people are banking online and using bank cards and all that. But it certainly appears they want to do away with cash.
No. They're doing away with Federal Reserve notes. That's not
okay.
Cash.
Okay, they're doing away with Federal Reserve notes. So everything will be electronic. And another thing you said to me last July was, you know, basically you were saying that we're basically there, but it's a PayPal-ish system. You know, in fact, there's been some articles out this past week where J.P. Morgan is no longer accepting cash payments for mortgage payments, credit card bills, things like that, payments.
They can't.
Okay. Well, I guess once the Federal Reserve takes the notes out of circulation, then they probably can.
Once they take the notes out, there won't be anything to pay with.
Well, wouldn't you just transfer electronic digits back and forth? I mean, that's what we do to a large degree right now.
They take away Federal Reserve notes. You'll have to have a different type of note. It'll be a
now,
U.S. note, not a Federal Reserve note.
But you said no one will be buying the new currency, and I took that as meaning that, you know, paper won't exist any longer, so there would be nothing to buy. So I don't know if I'm off there. But I tell you what, Bob's fingerprints is all over this report because the international standards for banking is ISO 20022.
And very good, Mark.
Yeah, when I saw that, I go, okay, Bob is involved in this thing.
Mark, when you re-listen it, notice where Ian says do. You were talking and he was going do, which means yes.
Yeah.
I think you've got the point eventually, but note when he says it. But this is a fine example. You got some words from Ion a long time ago, and then you waited, and then you checked it out, and you found out that Ion was talking about this AHS or whatever, you know, a year ago. That's a very good testimonial to what one can get from
ACH.
Ion.
And indeed, American Pharoah did win the Derby, too, in case they change it later.
No, that's a nice testimonial there. Anyways, I appreciate you pointing this out, that it's what Ian said a year ago.
Yeah.
Last July,
yeah.
Whatever it was.
I don't know if Roxanne is on the line still, but...
yeah, she is.
I was listening to the program, and while Ian was away, well, he left right when she asked the question, but she asked, why is gold so important? And here's another thing that Ion put in my past for a future now, is I was going back through archives, and I was asking him if I should sell my gold back in July of last year, and he said, no, you know, gold's not going to sour. You can hold on to it. And then in listening to archives, you know, months earlier, I believe it was Susanna was asking about the lampstands and why do they have so much gold, and Ion said that gold is, and I think you said the only element, but maybe it's one of the few elements that will be able to contain the new atmosphere. So is that correct, Ion?
Do.
You know, Ion went on to say that you can't destroy gold. And that would say to me then that the whole thing about silver, if I'd asked the right questions, is if gold is one of the only elements, if not the only, then that would explain why silver would not be able to withstand the new atmosphere. Is that correct,
sure.
Ion?
Yes.
Unless, and this is another thing, Bob, where, and I'm talking to all, you know, Ion too. Ion told me back then that the best thing I could do is take that silver and send it to the fields of Buchalante and make a teapot or silver plates or whatever, and then months earlier in an archive, I found out that, and Ion will have to clarify, but the people at Bustamante's put a double helix strand in their gold, I'm going to say insignia, which resembles a candelabra. And it seems to me, Ion, that silver that goes through Bustamante's would also withstand the new atmosphere. Is that correct?
It's interesting. It's interesting. Zimbabs.
So there it is. It's called All the Gold in California, Gatley.
Okay.
Gatlin Brothers.
Yeah, I would say, if I was going to take a wild guess, I'd say it's in a bank in Beverly Hills under the name of the Chinese government. You know,
Is that accurate, Ion? It's not the Chinese government.
Ryan's Bob.
It's not the Chinese government. It's Chinese financial oligarchy or whatever they are. It's not the government. The government is useless.
Right. Yeah. You know, as many of you know, China has really been, over the past 3 or 4 years, 5 years, importing a large percentage of gold, a large amount of gold. They've got a lot of things going on right now with the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. They're setting up their own SWIFT system. They've got the BRICS Development Bank.
The only reason they're developing is because you're stale.
Yeah. They're building their version of the economy, a new economy, or parallel. Now, Mark, I had a thought there. Check out the history. China as a powerhouse, it seems to have started after 1995, something in the middle of the Clinton administration. All of a sudden, everybody was going to China. Now, Ian says that the ET contact, a kind of foreign body ET contact, happened around 95. And they brought in a new kind of computer. Maybe you've heard Ian talk about this, computer equipment or technology. And I guess the financiers around the world heard this. So they all ran to China. But since you're into following the patterns and statistics of history, see if you can confirm that something happened, that China – I saw some footage of China, and there was no highways really until the late 90s. That's when the traffic got real busy over there.
Well, you know – I would say that one thing that did happen around that time frame under the Clinton administration was, you know, up until that point, they were a communist nation, and we didn't do business with them. Right. And through Clinton's administration, we gave them the most favored nation status, which allowed companies to start doing business there.
Yeah, here they were the enemy, and all of a sudden they're made most favored nation really quickly. And probably the Riyad family out of Indonesia. Remember the scandal around that Riyad guy? He might have been the front man for the Chinese stuff. And that also, in 93, that bombed the World Trade Center. And so, therefore, the credit transfers or registering of all money economic transactions moved to Kuala Lumpur in 94, 95. So that's why another reason its shift happened.
Yeah. You know, and I picked up through the archives, you guys had a lengthy conversation about Hugh Rodham. And he was instrumental in getting business opened up in China and establishing Walmart and all that.
There were
a number of things that happened back then and that opened it up. But, you know, I was wondering, here's a question for Ion. Ion, with the U.S. changing their payment system and the unique thing about this Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank is that over 50 countries have signed up to be partners in this, including Great Britain and Israel, you know, some of our allies. And it looks like they're seeing the handwriting on the wall and shifting towards this new direction because they see the dollar dying. Is that a correct assessment, Ion?
They kind of have to.
Yeah, but Ion, the dollar will not die because we're here. China will keep the dollar functioning in some way. It won't totally disappear.
Well,
is that correct?
It'll be another dollar.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you have predicted the replacement of it.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
You know, the dollar could last forever, but doesn't mean that it's going to maintain its value at all. Yeah,
well,
I think
China will not let America collapse. It's their baby.
Yeah, but, Bob, they own us anyway, so what do they care? I mean...
No, they care about us. Me, JW, yeah. And Carolyn, what we're bringing in. We're going to rejuvenate America. And they know that.
We're going to put the Jews back in America. We're going to rejuve them.
I want to know about
you. That's what Bob said. Bob said he was going to rejuvenate them, so we're going to rejuve them. So,
yeah.
That's what Bob said. You got it in the recording.
Just a minute, Roxy.
Bob said he was going to rejuve America. It was 7:42.
Now, Roxy, are you staying on the topic or going to another topic?
I'm staying on China.
No, we're on Jews now. We read you in America. That's all they own now.
Well, China and America facing now. Yeah, they're building a lot of ghost cities in China. There is a lot of people and there is a lot of ghost cities. Why are they building so much?
They just built the skyscraper in 16 days.
Yes, and they're empty.
That doesn't matter. It's like your economy. You don't have to do anything with it for it to be an economy.
Did they use the technology that they got from the UFO visit in 95 in order to build a building in 16 days?
We didn't say.
They probably used the steel from 9/11.
We didn't say.
You know, Ion, speaking of juicing up the program, you know, one of the reasons I was calling in is I wanted to tell you that I had my first bowel movement in 11 years, and I wanted to know if you had a hand in it.
No, but we almost lost our ass.
Hey, Mark, what do you mean you had your first bowel movement?
Okay, the last time I called, Ion was telling me about my silver investment and how it was tearing me up, messing me up. It was my Achilles tendon, and to give it all away, at that time I kind of groaned, and he went into this rant. Oh, I've got a stool. I can't move through my bowels. Ooh. And
I remember that.
You remember that? And so after that, I said, okay, I'm going to take – Ion's advice, he's telling me this is messing me up. So I called my broker up, and I gave in a sell order. You know, it's the first time I sold any metal in 11 years.
Yay,
everything went through.
Yay.
And when I got off the phone, I said, you know, that wasn't that bad. You know, I figured it'd be traumatic. And so I said, you know, I should have sold more. And the next day, I go into my account and double the amount of the order that I had put in had sold. And because all these calls are recorded, I could have called up, you know, the broker and said, hey, look, go back and listen to the tape. You guys screwed up. I put in an order for X number of 1,000 ounces and you guys doubled it. But I decided to just let it go. And I practically gave it away free, but I did get rid of a large chunk. And this leads me to one more thing. You know, I'm trying to take those proceeds and apply it to the VIX. And the last time I talked to you in October, Ion, you told me you were talking about companies with various people. And, you know, one individual, you gave them Southern Company, and me, you gave the VIX. You know, the VIX during the quadruple witching hour really didn't do that much. So I'm still holding on to the VIX.
Oh.
You know, it's, yes. So it's not doing well.
Well, that's not our experience. Well, the VIX, of course, is going to do terrible. Everything's going to hell in a handbasket. You're supposed to use the VIX to gauge your position, silly Bob.
Well, everything is actually, the markets are doing very well. That, you know, the VIX trades counter to the S&P 500. And so as long as the S&P 500 is supported by, you know, rigged markets or whatever, then the VIX is going to suffer. You know, I'm going to hold on to it because I believe that there's going to be serious volatility unless you tell me otherwise. Will there be volatility in the markets in
yes.
the near term?
Yes. If you want to play in May, better be willing to stay.
Well, I've been staying since November.
Well, so, I said, yeah.
Are you bragging or complaining?
No, I'm actually complaining.
Hey, Mark, a few weeks ago, Ian said that Janet Yellen would make a decision by the end of April about the Federal Reserve rate.
Yeah.
So here we are, May 2nd. Yeah. Ian did that. She had to do one or the other, but she was going to do something. I think you predicted
I don't see how they can't.
That is not, she can't.
She can't what?
Raise rates.
You said she would 3 or 4 weeks ago.
No, we said she'd make a decision to.
She'd make a decision to, and then other people would stop it? Is that what you're saying?
No. She would make a decision to do it one way or the other, and there's no way she possibly can. She wants to, but she can't physically.
So she failed to make the decision by now?
No, she made the decision, and the decision was she has to wait.
So she did that the other day?
Yes.
And now that will lead to turmoil in May?
Yes.
How do you spell VIX, Mark?
V-I-X.
Is that an acronym for something?
Volatility Index. Now, see, Ion will probably chastise me here, but, you know, the VIX, you play on the futures market. I bought and trade the VXX.
Or you could just listen to the VIXX. That's a band.
No, I'm not interested in the VIX as a band.
Well, you're just asking. We tell you what to do, and you go do something else. So we thought we'd suggest something else that you might enjoy,
too. No, Ion,
so.
you told me to buy the VIX, and I did.
Good for you.
You told me back in October, you said you want to talk about a company, and I said, sure. And you said, VIX. And so we talked about it. I bought it, and I still have it. So I did exactly what you said. You know, you told me to get rid of silver. I got rid of a bunch of silver.
Good.
So,
are you happy that you did?
Yeah. Because
good.
I sold at 18. It was down in the 15s and staying at 16 now. But, you know, here's a question for you. J.P. Morgan, during the 2008 crisis, took over Bear Stearns.
No, they didn't.
They didn't?
They were forced to absorb them. They didn't take them over.
Okay. They had to take on all their business and...
They had to absorb it. There's a difference.
Oh, you're correct. Okay. And ever since 2008, J.P. Morgan has been manipulating the silver market.
Jamie Dimon has been manipulating the silver market since he walked in the damn building. Are you nuts? That's where Chase even got into Peggy Mellon's pocket in the first place. We beat this horse to death. It's a high horse, but we beat it to death. Take me to church.
David, Ian, why have you decided now to control the market? You said 2 months ago that J.P. Morgan would no longer control that 42-43% of the silver trades. And I think Eliza asked who made that decision, and you said we did.
I would like to know, our friend.
You know, these converging contractual moves to take Silveron, is that by a country or an individual?
We are not a country.
Should I worship their Sultan?
So non-physical is actually going to go place long contracts on the COMEX.
Fresh
then, I guess.
Poison each week.
Don't worry, Mark. I'll mute Sarah if I find her. Where is Sarah?
It's okay if you find her, but it's okay. Let's see. Bob, if we answer this question, we expose you. If we don't answer this question, we're not being forthright. So then, therefore, we would say, we would check the market positions of Johnson Matthey. That might give a clue to your relegated position of sequiturism.
Is that the little help from your friend?
No, we're just trying to keep Bob's ice cream money right.
Well, I know we've said previously that Johnson Matthey is bringing the ore in from parallel worlds. And that's why there's no shortage of ore, I guess. So there must
aren't
be plenty of
potato tots? No, that's ore Ida. Yeah, that's right.
Let's see, what else was I going to mention? Hey, this is just
gathered
random stuff.
Mother covered top chunked peppers. Scattered well and burning.
Okay, I'm going to have to.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm fucking talking about. Give me them. Give me them
pepper,
hash browns.
Pepper,
extra crispy, too.
Burning.
Hell
burning.
Yes.
That's right.
Go ahead. Burning. Go ahead and make it a mess. Dump the chili on that.
Yeah. Peppered in hand and kept.
Hey, Mark, what's Ian been saying the last minute? I don't get the words. Is he giving me a recipe or something?
Well, he's talking about tater tots, and I'm going to have to go back and listen to it myself.
What's the metaphor there, Ian?
Oh, he was talking about Johnson Matthey was parallel worlding ore into the country of Canada.
Yeah.
And then he went on further, and we said, oh, isn't that a potato or Ida? And then we went into the Waffle House's famous regime of how they do serve or offer their hash browns.
Then Sarah butted in. So, Mark, I see that when Ian broaches a controversial topic like the parallel economy, he'll make himself look real stupid and start doing recipe talk. So that might be a factor there.
Okay.
Ian's careful not to be accurate all the time, because then if you get known to be always accurate, then I'll have to go stealth at that point.
Well, like Ian told me, you know, they got to be careful because they make markets.
You understand
that.
That's why I was kind of
surprised that he was so adamant about the silver market going up. But Ian, I picked up that you're also adamant that silver is not an investment. It's a volatile trade that you try to make money on and exchange it into dollars, because I guess it'll end in tears if you hold it for long term, which is exactly what happened to me.
Well, you should invest in pussy. It's got a better market value.
How do you invest in pussy? You mean just engage it or sell it?
Own it.
Tell them to be a pimp?
Own it. Own it.
Own it?